battle for hearts and minds is underway in Taranaki between lovers of gas-guzzling classic American cars and the electric-powered New Kids on the Block. About 780 vehicles from around the country are attending the 14th Americana Festival, while the rival gathering, Electricarna, is also grabbing attention. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin spoke to both camps.
That's the distinctive sound of a V8-powered motorcade heading off to cruise around New Plymouth's retirement villages, just one of the many events that makes up the four-day Americana Festival. Organiser John Ray, the proud owner of four American muscle cars, explains their attraction.
For a lot of us, you know, in our younger days, we watched Vanishing Point and Gone in 60 Seconds, and Bullet was Steve McQueen, and even some of the old Bonnie and Clyde movies. Plus the V8 engine, you can't beat the sound of a V8. You can't make a 4 or a 6 sound like a V8. And as we've got older, a lot of the people have been able to fulfil their dream of owning one of those cars, as it became easier to get.
But any mention of the government's plan to phase out petrol and diesel-powered vehicles raises Mr. Ray's hackles.
Yeah, I get a little bit upset with all these people raving on about we need electric vehicles, we need this, we need the other, and we've got to stop our carbon footprint. Yeah, we've got to monitor that. But where does lithium come from? It's dug out of the ground by diesel-powered machines, put in boats that burn diesel oil, taken off to factories that are either nuclear or diesel-run or coal-run, and then we can't get rid of the batteries.
Turn the key on Stephen Hobo Tuck's 2015 Nissan Leaf, and the engine is barely audible over the radio. He took RNZ for a spin.
I'm the organiser for an event we call Electricarna, which is a kind of a cheeky middle finger to Americana, because we're all about promoting electric vehicles and how to use them effectively in society and how to enjoy driving around in them.
Mr. Hobo Tuck says it costs about $1,500 a year to run his Leaf. He reckons the time has come for electric cars.
More and more people will realise that electric car is a really good fit as the second car, the round town runabout, the sports drop-off, the supermarketer, and then you'll have another vehicle, hopefully a hybrid, and that will be the new makeup of a standard family transport solution.
Back in Americana, Chris Wisnowski is firing up his pride and joy.
It's a 1969 Chevy Corvette Stingray, so it's a C3 model, second year of the C3, 350 horse, 350, with a 4-speed manual.
What do you love about it?
Oh, I love the shape, absolutely love the shape. It's a chrome bumper car, and that's my favourite of the C3s. So, yeah, kind of a dream car for me.
Other factors outweigh running costs to him.
I think it's a heck of an expression of your personality for me. Yeah.
What does the car say about you then?
Got some curves like me now. It's a bit sporty, and it's a little bit loud, so it's maybe saying things that I wouldn't normally say about myself.
Lee Jury spent $300 on gas, just bringing his 1961 Impala bubble top over from Tauranga. He can envisage a day when you might find something other than a V8 under the hood.
They're actually doing electric conversions, so you can buy an electric motor and dump it straight into the under the hood of these things, and it will marry up to your transmission. Yeah, so that's probably the way of the future. If it does go that way, then that's what we'll be looking at. Some of them are quite nice. They're all chromed up, you know, you can get them engraved and everything. Plenty of power, just miss the sound, I guess.
Wellingtonian Susie Bevan is polishing her 1956 Cadillac Coupe de Ville. She's got a car crush.
Oh, I just love the sleekness of her, the big chrome, the big Dagmars at the front. Yeah, she's just a strong, solid car to cruise around in. And she's just a total cruiser, you know, just sit back and relax and go with it.
You won't find an electric motor in the caddy anytime soon.
No, sorry. I know there's one up in Auckland, and hey, cool. But no, I still like, you know, going to the petrol tank, putting it in, and it goes into the back end of her taillight. You take that away then, don't you?
Offered a hypothetical choice of an American classic or an electric car, folk on the high street were split.
Don't think anyone's addressing the charging infrastructure or what's going to happen with the batteries.
Maybe electric car, actually, or hybrid. just because it's better for the environment.
I'd probably spend it on getting the diff in my one tonner with the Chevy 350 Chev fixed.
I would think that I'd really go for the classic.
Probably an electric car. I think that's the future, kind of.
I would go for a classic.
The electric car. A bit more conscious of the impact on the environment there.
I'd go classic car, not electric.
Oh, I'm electric. Electric all the way.
Americana wraps up tomorrow with a show and shine day in the city, while Electricana takes over Central School between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. I ngā mutu mo te hōtaka o te Atene, ko Robin Martin.